Hello and welcome to the weekly Exchange Defender podcast. This is Vlad Mazik. I'm the CEO of Exchange Defender, and we wanted to put together a weekly podcast to keep you all in the loop and do so quickly and efficiently. These podcasts will be broadcast every week. They'll be less than 10 minutes in length, and they are designed to make sure that you know everything that we're doing around here in a span of 10 minutes. Obviously, as you've seen, we've stepped up our game when it comes to blogging, webcasts, conferences, and everything else that we're doing. So there's a lot of stuff that we're putting out there, and we need to make sure that all of you and all of your staff, sales, and technical alike know exactly what's going on so you can make the most out of your relationship with Exchange Defender. Now, let's just get right to it. As you've noticed, we have consolidated all of our brands under ExchangeDefender.com. The new website has everything that you can possibly think when it comes to all of our products. All of our software, all of our services, our cloud services, our compliance, our documentation, support, NOC, blogs, everything is all on one site at ExchangeDefender.com. Do yourself a favor and go there. Check out the new NOC site at ExchangeDefender.com/NOC. Subscribe to the RSS feeds and really try to get a handle of all the information that we have on there. All of our partners rely on us a lot more these days, and we have really committed ourselves to bringing you all of this content and making sure that you get the most out of your relationship with us. So if you are going to the ConnectWise conference, which is in about a week or so from now, do yourself a favor and drop me an email, vlad@ownwebnow.com. Let me know if you're going. Let's meet. Let's sit down. I can share the new roadmap for 2012 and really go over a lot of things that we are going to be doing in 2012 and hopefully help you learn what our best partners are doing and how they're able to succeed and profit. So let me just go over quickly over the webinar that we had earlier this week. If you've missed it, we did talk about our new website. We talked about the new Network Operations Center. We also talked about the launch of the Compliance Archiving, which we'll talk about in a moment with Hank Newman, who's the VP of Development over at Exchange Defender. And we're also going to be talking to Travis Sheldon, who's the VP of Network Operations. So between the three of us, these features hopefully give you a little bit of an information about everything that we have been working on. We're also going to briefly mention Shockey Monkey, but most of that conversation will happen during the middle of November. So in roughly 3 to 4 weeks, we're going to have a lot of announcements about all of that. So as far as I'm concerned, go to the website, ExchangeDefender.com. Look at the NOC, subscribe to the blog. It can be delivered to you every single day, and you can stay on top of all the little bits and pieces and all the details when it comes to Exchange Defender. And I'm going to hand this off to Travis Sheldon, who's going to walk you through the enhancements in the live archive and all the new load balancing features that we've added into Exchange Defender as a product. As you remember, in August, we had a bit of an outage. For a couple hours, we had learned that a lot of the stuff that we had implemented wasn't as fault-tolerant as we had hoped. So now we have a whole lot of stuff to talk to you about, and hopefully it's something that's going to make you a lot of money, because what we have available now is something you're not going to be able to get anywhere else. And hopefully that's a very good sales advantage for you out in the field. So without further ado, here's Travis Sheldon.
Okay. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is the Exchange Defender node balancing for inbound emails. Over the past 2 months, we've been intensely reviewing the load balancing process for the inbound nodes, and we noticed that a lot of servers were getting connection where other servers weren't getting any connections at all. So the first change that we made was we replaced the load balancer logic, which caters specifically to the dynamics of the mail flow of Exchange Defender, and we were able to reduce all mail delivery times to under 30 seconds on average. The second big fix that we had was the Exchange Defender Los Angeles replica. Prior to the outage, most of the logging and administration control was always contained in Dallas. Since the outage, we've added failover nodes to Los Angeles, which allows our logging and administration sites to be controlled from either location. In the same token, we're able to reconfigure the nodes in Los Angeles to utilize logging and the configuration servers in Los Angeles, which thereby reduce the amount of processing time for messages delivered to Los Angeles. The last change that we had was the Los Angeles Secondary Network, which acts as an independent business continuity solution for our Dallas version of Life Archive. In the event of an outage in Dallas, we will now be able to redirect and service all business continuity requests for Live Archive out of our Los Angeles data center.
The other major thing that we developed over the past month or so and actually launched our partner base is the Compliance Archiving Suite. Now, we have completely redesigned it from the ground up to be more affordable, more efficient, and capable of serving the SMB needs and the SMB budgets. So the new Compliance Archiving Suite for 10 years is just $4 per user per month. So you can keep 10 years' worth of email in a full compliance suite and be able to access it at any time, search, report, print, and so on and so forth. So it's a huge value, but I wanted Hank to actually talk to you guys about the PST tool that we have rolled out this week that you can use to migrate over either your existing Exchange information or something from other external archiving solutions. So without further ado, here's Hank Newman, the VP of Development.
Hello. And as Vlad was saying, it's exactly that. Compliance Archive gives you the ability to load up a PST file with the credentials of the actual user that it needs the mail to be imported. And just like you would in Outlook, you see a tree structure that you can select which folders or which subfolders that you want to import mail from, and quickly and easily hit start. It goes start processing the message. It does a few authentication checks to make sure you are who you say you are, and that the messages don't already exist on the server. And depending on how many items you have, it goes through and it puts them in the compliance database. So on top of this new design, we tried to catch almost all possible errors that we could think of that you may come across. Going back to duplicate messages, whether you selected a valid file or if there's invalid stuff inside of that file that who knows how it got there, we catch all of that. And at the end of the report, after it's done, it actually will generate a log file and tell you if there was any weird stuff going on. So you know 100% that everything you selected actually made it into the system. And the actual process of the import is really simple. You install the program first. You do have to have Outlook installed. Currently, the version that we have works with Outlook 2010. 2007 could be possible, but we'll have to look at that. So the import process is pretty simple. You load up the program, you enter the username and the password of the user, you select which database they're on, and then you locate the PST file that you've exported of their mail. So once that PST file is selected, it brings up a tree view. You select the folders that you want to import, and you click on start. It crawls through the file, examines the messages, and sends them up to the server. More or less, it sends a checksum to the server. It validates if messages already exist or if these are new messages. It then allows you to proceed with only messages that are new to the system that don't exist in Compliance Archive. So then, depending on how many messages you have, you could be done within 30 minutes, or it could be a process you might want to set overnight if you have thousands and thousands of messages that need to be imported into the system. But other than that, that's the process, start to finish. It's really not any more complex than that.
So there you have it, folks. That's the stuff we've been working on for the past couple of weeks, and it's all ready for you. One thing I wanted to add is that the value that we have with the redundancy of Live Archive in L.A. and the value that we're now adding with Compliance Archiving as an additional source of revenue for you is a huge potential. If you need to know anything about these solutions, please feel free to give me a call or give us a call at 877-546-0316. We'll go through the demo and show you everything that you need to know. One last thing. We do have a promotion currently out there for the Exchange and SharePoint hosting, and we have another promotion going for Exchange 2010 Essentials. Essentials is something that we came up a few months ago to help some of you that want to compete on price with the likes of Google and Microsoft BPOS. So if you don't know about that, you need to give us a call. We can make you ultra competitive in the marketplace and making sure that you don't give anybody ultimatums. So if you listen to these podcasts, you get to save money. I look forward to working with you. This is Vlad Mazik. Thank you so much for your time and have a wonderful day.